Dvar Halacha and Chagos Halvados, or the Yud Gimel Elul, third day of September, Sunday night. Okay. Not many people are aware of it, or they don't realize it. There's something in the Rambam called Hilchos Tshuva. In fact, there's Hilchos Tfilin, and Hilchos Tfila, and Hilchos Kriyashma, and Hilchos Natilas Yadayim, and Hilchos who knows what, but there's Hilchos Tshuva. And Tshuva is a mitzvah sasei, and when we talk about doing Tshuva, I think to most people it's like this fleeting feeling of maybe regret, but really I had a reason for doing it, but I really maybe shouldn't have done it, maybe, but Hashem will understand. But the Tshuva is really a much more complicated process than that, and there's actually a very fine, you know, these what I call fake Mishnah Berurahs on many things now, on many like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, no, the Badei HaShulchan was, I think, the first. And then Rav Chaim Kanievsky made on Derech Emunah, and now Derech Chochma. But I have in my office two shelves full of different fake Mishnah Berurahs that people write. And so someone did it on Hilchos Tshuva. I have it there on the windowsill. Very, very excellent work. It's called the Doivke B'Tshuva. And it's like a Mishnah Berurah with Bir Halacha and Shaar Tzion, so to speak, on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Very, very fine piece of work, with comments from Rav Chaim Kanievsky throughout the whole Sefer. Comments. He printed the comments, you see it. Anyway, so there's Hilchos Tshuva. So, and there's of course Charata, and Vidui, and Kabbalah, and there's a whole Sefer called Shaarei Tshuva, which talks about doing Tshuva. What I want to mention tonight is that it's like a little foreign idea, because to us Tshuva is like, but really, there's Hilchos Tshuva, and your person should do Tshuva. And one of the things that people used to do, and I'll talk about in the coming days, nights, that we don't really do this anymore, even when people do Tshuva. And that's called Tshuva Samishkol, that the Rabbi Yona says that you really have to counteract the pleasure you received from an Avera by limiting your present Mutadika pleasure. And so that's called Tshuvas HaMishkol, and you counteract the pleasure you receive from the Avera, and that's like sort of a kapara, and that's whether it's fasting or just accepting to limit one's pleasure in mutadika things, and there's different things to do, and that is real. That completes the Tshuva, the Shaarei Tshuva says. And of course, that's besides Ozivas Achet and Charata and Vidui and Kabbalah Alasit. But and then the Shaarei Tshuva says something interesting, that if you do tshuva me'ava and you actually feel pain at having violated the Ratzon Hashem, so that pain will count. The pain that you feel when you do tshuva me'ava, that's how the Shaarei Tshuva describes it. But if you don't feel pain for having sinned, then you might be doing tshuva, but that's tshuva me'ira probably, and you really should have and be mekabel on yourself yisurim to balance out and to reverse the pleasure of the sin. And in the upcoming nights, we'll talk about why that's not really done anymore, but maybe there are substitutes to that to take the place of what we'll call Tshuvas HaMishkol. Okay. Chavis HaLovus, we're coming up to the end of Shaar HaBitachon in the last perek, and he gave this beautiful moshel that one of the obstacles to Bitachon is that we assign the cause of the effect that we see to the most immediate cause, and really it's the other way around. That, and he gives the example of the king who gives an order to the prime minister, who gives an order to the deputy minister, who gives an order to the chief of police, and he gives the order to the police officer, and then there's someone that whips you. So you look back, you say, the whip is whipping me, but then you understand that it's the fellow holding the whip that's whipping you, but it's really, there's less and less power to change anything that's happening to you. You got to go all the way back up to the king. And the further you are, the more primary, the more ikadik, the more essential is that. Asher yicholtum mi'utum mikulam, lo'okam mitzaro, lo'os v'aleim hem hakelim. the kelim that are the tools that are carrying out the order from the king, they have the least power to forgive, and they have the least power to change anything. So, the strength, the relative strength and weaknesses to help the person that things are happening to, will vary according to their nearness and their remoteness, but not the way we think, but the exact opposite. The closer they are, the weaker they are. And the more distant they are, the more power that they have. So obviously, the ultimate cause of everything, he's the greatest distance from all the things that are affected by the cause. But our minds don't work that way, and that's an obstacle to bitachon, obviously. If we assign our paycheck to the employer, and we assign the bloody nose to the fact that we tripped, and we assign a hezek we had in our business to the competition, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, so that's an obstacle to bitachon, obviously. Okay, we'll stop here.